This is The Takeaway, and I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We got a major announcement yesterday of a significant yank in the chain of command and forces in Afghanistan. Here's Defense Secretary Robert Gates making the announcement yesterday.
After consultation with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Commander of Central Command, and with the approval of the President, I have asked for the resignation of General David McKiernan. He will remain in command of both ISAF and U.S. Forces Afghanistan until such time as relief can be nominated and confirmed.
McKiernan is out after less than a year, or only about a year, of being the commander of forces in Afghanistan. And the replacement choice is Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal. He's a former special operations commander. The Senate has to confirm him. It's expected within 60 days. Rob Watson joins us, BBC defense and security correspondent in London. This seems to be putting some distance between U.S. forces and NATO forces. Rob, how do you view this?
I'm not sure that I'd put it quite like that. I don't think that I think NATO countries will certainly be somewhat surprised. General McKiernan, I think, was a pretty popular commander. But I don't think it puts distance. I mean, after all, the new general, General McChrystal, will be in charge of absolutely everybody. And I think the bottom line here is that if the new commander is able to kind of gain the momentum back from the Taliban, then I guess every country will be quite happy to go along with it.
But does this argue for operations that are more sort of black special ops, small groups, rather than sort of broad forces, the kind of militia building that McKiernan was so involved with?
I'm not sure that that's quite the distinction. I mean, it's certainly true that General McChrystal has been hired because he has this background in special operations, and he has an assistant who's also got a background in the, if you like, the non-conventional approach. But I don't think it's quite that black and white. I think this is more an issue of the Pentagon deciding, I should say in particular, General Petraeus deciding that the approach so far has been somewhat too conventional. And it's not just a question of special forces, but of using the kind of techniques that were so valuable in Iraq. And I guess to put that technique bluntly, it would be trying to figure a way of primarily protecting the local population, winning the hearts and minds, and getting the locals on board.
Well, does that then clarify for you the mission in Afghanistan? So many commentators have suggested that maybe that mission is not clear. And is there an exit strategy based on this particular appointment?
Well, I'd say in the first instance, it clarifies something, and that is that the administration, that the Pentagon, and indeed some of America's allies, are very worried about the situation on the ground in Afghanistan. And in particular, they think there's got to be a reversal of momentum. We need to get the momentum back on the side of the international community. So I think it clearly signals that. I think it clearly signals that you're going to see some change in tactics, perhaps a bit more innovation, perhaps this idea of doing deals. Maybe that's not quite the right word, but perhaps creating local militias, working in a different way with local Afghans. But I think on that bigger issue that you first raised, this idea of do we now have a clear idea of what this mission is about, I think that that doubt is still out there. And I guess one could express the doubt as those who think, well, is this just about trying to bring stability in Afghanistan and then getting out as fast as possible, or is it about building a democracy there? And some people, of course, would argue, well, you can't have stability without democracy, right, so you're stuck there anyway.
Well, the Pentagon is about to, you know, surge its troop levels in Afghanistan, and we've just heard the announcement of a purge at the top. McKiernan's out. McChrystal is in. Rob Watson, thanks so much for putting that in context. BBC defense and security correspondent talking about the leadership change and what it clarifies for the mission in Afghanistan. He joined us from BBC Bush House in London.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.